Come on, somebody. Oh, y'all gotta get excited. Let's go. If you're excited to be in a Sunday morning here at church, give another shout out, give a praise, give a whoo, let's go. Yeah, come on. We're going to wake up this morning. It's going to be good. Hey, I'm excited to be here with you guys. My name is Pastor Raymond. I don't even think I'm a guest here anymore. Hey, what's up, Michael? Everyone say hi, Mike. Mike, hey, that's my boy right there. That's my guy. Yeah, I came with some people. My wife's here, too. She's beautiful. I love her. She's awesome. Hey, I'm excited to be here with you guys. Pastor Josh invited me once again, and it's always an honor to be here with you guys. I love your guys' series. Every time he tells me what you guys are on, it's always great. I mean, at the movies, let's go. Come on, somebody. I know you guys already went through a few movies. When he told me, I was trying to figure out what movie I'm going to do. I had a couple of choices. I was either going to do the Lego movie, I was going to do Finding Nemo, or I was going to do Nightmare on Elm Street. Come on, somebody. We're going to focus on not Nightmare on Elm Street, but we're going to focus on a movie, Finding Nemo. Who's seen Finding Nemo here? Who has not seen Finding Nemo? Raise your hand. Wow, okay. We'll pray for you. Come to the front. We're going to pray for you. You stand on this side. Then the people with Android stand on this side. And we're going to have deliverance today. But, you know, I love this series. Why? Because there's three things that Jesus loved. Jesus loved people. Jesus loved iPhones. And Jesus loved always speaking in parables. So doing a series at the movies is very special. And I picked Finding Nemo. Come on, somebody. Some of you might like, oh my God, isn't that about the parent who lost the kid? You know what? I'm a parent. I'll be real. I lost my kid once. All the parents here, have you lost your kids at least one time? Go on, show of hands yet, right? You're not parenting right if you haven't lost the kid. Jesus's parents, Joseph and Mary, lost Jesus for over a day. Come on, somebody, that is something. But if you haven't seen Finding Nemo, maybe it's been a while. We're going to show a quick trailer of Finding Nemo, and then we're going to jump into this. Come on, somebody. If you have your outlines, today's message is titled Lost and Found. Lost and Found. It's really good. Why? Because it's not about a parent losing his child, but it's because it's on a child who got lost and a father who did not give up to chase after and find their child. So if you look at the scripture, our opening scripture, it's Luke chapter 19, verse 10. It says, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. I see that in Finding Nemo. If we look at Nemo, Nemo was a fish and his father was Marlin. And Marlin had his wife, and then they had 400 eggs, and then tragedy happened. And at the end, there was only one fish left, and they named him Nemo, and it was just Marlin and Nemo. And if we look at Nemo, Nemo had a flaw. He had a good fin, and then he had a short fin. And I'm like, oh my God, this story is like really speaking into who we are, because you don't have to say it out loud, but in our inner selves, how many of us have flaws, you know? And yet the Father's always with us, always there talking to us. We see Nemo leaving, going, getting taken away, and then what the journey the Father had to go to reunite with his son. Now, I know there's a lot of stories, a lot of parables in the Bible where Jesus talks about being lost and found. You know, I like to call them the lost trilogy, you know, the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son. But as I was studying, as I was watching Finding Nemo and then studying the word, I started to realize, man, we could literally do a whole series on Finding Nemo. Like 1 week, we could do a series and we could call it Just Keep Swimming. Now, stay with me here. We could call it like, no matter what situation you are going through, no matter what the problem is, just keep swimming. Why? Because no matter what weapon form against you, it says it will not prosper. So just keep swimming. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Because I'm just going to keep swimming. That sounds good, right? Maybe the next week we'll do another series called The Dangerous Word of Mine. Y'all remember the seagulls in Finding Nemo? They were like, mine, 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 right? We'll talk about how we should let it go and give it to God. That our problems are not mine to deal with, but they're God's. No matter what happens in our life, this is not ours to hold on to. Everything belongs to God. That sounds good, right? Maybe, stay with me here. Maybe in next week, the following week, we could talk about the enemy named Darla. Come on, somebody, if you remember Darla, that was a dentist's niece. How the enemy wants to put you in a plastic bag, drown you in water, and shake you and make your life turn upside down. That's what the enemy wants to do. But yet there's a Father who's in search of you, who's in search of your heart. Those are good. I like that. But I tell you, I got 3 points that I want to touch on Finding Nemo that I feel like it's personal to me, that I want to take it. So point number one is my mess, His grace. My mess, His grace. Let me explain that to you. Because He didn't just get lost. It wasn't just Him. It wasn't done by accident. You know, Marlin was too controlling to Nemo, in Nemo's eyes. That you just want to smother me. That I want to go and see what's really out there. You're keeping me close, he was telling his dad. So he went to school the first day. They took him to the drop-off point, which scared his father. And what ended up happening was that he wanted to go closer to a boat that was out there. And he went on his own while his father was yelling, "Don't do it! Don't go! Stop! I'm warning you!" And Nemo still went. And he was looking at his father, and his father was like, "Don't touch it. Don't touch the boat." And he's like, with his one fin, touched it. How many times has that been us? Like when God's like, "Don't go there. Don't enter that door. Don't do it. Don't call that person. Don't do that." And we're just like watching him as we step back. And he's like, don't call that number. And you're like, call. God's always there watching after us. And what happens without him even noticing, there was a scuba diver right there that took him. Many times it's our mess that gets us away from God. Now, if you don't know, it was a dentist that was a scuba diver that took Nemo. But who's a scuba diver in your life? What is it that's taking you away from God? Is it the depression that's taking you away from the Father? Is it anger that's taking you away from the Father? Is it lust that's taking you away from the Father? What is the scuba diver in your life that's taking you away? I could look back in my life and see the mess I created that took me away from the Father. You know, but it's always good. I love the second part of point number one. It says, my mess, but His grace. See, no matter what you do in your life, no matter what mistake, no matter what flaw, no matter what downhill you keep going, God will always go after you. God loves you so much. It blows my mind that He was taken away in a boat, physically impossible to find Nemo. But Marlin did not give up. Doesn't that sound like the Heavenly Father? No matter how far we feel from God, He doesn't give up to keep coming after us. If we look at Scripture for point number one, Romans chapter 8, verse 35, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? Can anything ever separate us? Many times we look, and I tell you, life is life, right? Life is hard. Life could kick in. But can your situation separate you? I tell you, the enemy can't separate you from God. Your family can't. The only person who's able that has the power to separate you is yourself. So the point is that even when it could be your situation that pulls you away, you're able to go back. See, Nemo could have been like, you know, it's done. I don't know where I'm at. I could be taken away and I'm stuck. This is my new home. But yet he knew in the back of his heart that, you know what? My Father will come find me. That no matter what it is, like, just know that God is still going to come for me. My mess that I create, whether we do it intentionally or if we don't, God's always going to come for us. That leads to point number two. Point number two, he did it for you. He did it for you. What does that mean? Like, no matter what, he still loves you and he's for you. He did it for you. What has God done in your life in the past? If he did it once, he's going to do it again. I tell you, well, if we could look back in our life and see areas where, like, I don't want to focus on, I don't want to remember that because that was a hard time in my life, but what did God do for you in that moment? How did God save you? How was God there for you? What did God do for you? Did God give you the peace that you needed in that moment? Did God give you the comfort? Did God lift you up when you were feeling down? God did it for you because of the love he has for you. See, no matter what, I'm a father. I have three kids. Remember, I lost one of them, the middle child, but I found them. It's crazy. We took them to Delmar Fair. We're walking. We're going through the animal section. This was all, of course, before COVID. And I'm having a great time. My wife's having a great time. I look at her. She looks at me. Where's our kid? She's like, I thought you had him. No, I thought you had him. We didn't just stand still. We went to go look for our kid. You know, we obviously we found him. Thank you, Jesus. But I look at him, and he's an amazing kid. I have three kids, and they're all amazing. But no matter what they do, no matter what they how they could upset me, my love for them will always be bigger than their flaws in life. Like, they could do wrong, but my love for them will always be there for them. It's the same with me towards the Heavenly Father. No matter how many times I make a mistake, he's always going to come. See, I'm glad Finding Nemo is on Finding Nemo and it wasn't on me. Because my life would have been like the Fast and the Furious. It would have been like Finding Nemo part 18, part 19. Because no matter how many times the Father has to keep going after me. It always trips me out on like, I'm going to do great. And they say, you know, like, how did I end up in rock bottom again? There's no rope. I'm stuck. And when all hope goes, who's there? God. God's always there. If we look at scripture, 1 John 4:9, it says, God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world, so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Man. Right there. Scripture alone. We could end it on that scripture. Why? Because it says that he loved us. And it's not how much Nemo loved his father. It's how much the father loved his son. Because through the whole movie, it shows the journey of what Marlin had to go through to find Nemo. I wrote it down. He went through shark's attack. He met with Bruce. He had a battle, a swarm of jellyfish. He had to swim through the vortex of terror through the East Australian current. He had to go through a journey. He met a turtle that was 150 years old. Come on, somebody. But he went. He did what was the impossible to find his son. Now, I don't know if you know, but the ocean is full of mystery even to this day. Like, we don't know how deep it goes down. We don't know what's really down there. And to think from one side to the other, the Father did not give up. Do you feel like the Father's still chasing you right now? Yeah, we could be in his house, but do you feel like he's still chasing you? Like he's still trying to find what room you're hiding in his own house still? We could be in the Father's presence, but be so far from him. It gets me because even he did it for you. So if we look at the opening scripture, Luke chapter 19, verse 10, it says, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. He's always looking for us. It was lost. And in that story, it's not just a scripture, but before that, that he was talking to a man. His name was Zacchaeus. He was far from God. But yet, Zacchaeus climbed up a fig tree to take a look at who was this Jesus. If you don't know, he was a tax collector. He was a gangster. He was known for how getting coin for the Roman soldier, but also grabbing more for his own profit. So he had fear. He had fear from the people towards him, but he had no respect. So he was disconnected, not just from Jesus, but he was disconnected from people. And so he climbed up a tree, and he looked and says, I need to know who's this Jesus. And Jesus walking by and says, Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. I'm going to have dinner at your house. First of all, you know he's Mexican because he's inviting himself to have dinner at his house. That's the first part that got me. Can I tell you what was the second part? Mind you, Jesus and Zacchaeus has never had an encounter before, but yet he called him by his name. He said, Zacchaeus. See, you may feel like you're so far from God that you may not look recognizable towards him. He may not recognize you. He may have forgotten your name. But can I tell you that you are not forgotten? No matter where you're at, that you're not really lost. Because you're in his mind. He sees you. He knows who you are. You think you're able to carry all this pain? Like I could do it on my own. That's called pride. Hello, I suffer it too. Come on, somebody. But let me tell you, God says, if you just let go, let it go. I know who you are. I know what you're going through. I came here for you. I came here for you, 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 and you. Why? Because your life has value still. Your life has purpose. And this is not the time to give up. And you know, Pixar is really good at making movies, you know, and obviously through the journey, what happens? Marlin finds Nemo, but it's never easy. It's never done easy because when they find Nemo, he was presumed dead at first because, you know, they met the enemy, Darla, and then they were captured through a net and they worked together to break out of the net. We're going to show a quick clip of when the father finally comes in contact with their son. If you guys look at the screen. Come on, somebody. What'd you see in there? I'll tell you what's the first thing I saw. When the father went to the son, he touched the fin, the flaw. He looked at it. Then he looked at his son. It's the same with us. When the Father comes in contact with us, he sees our mistake. He sees what we've done, and yet he still looks at you like we're here together. God has something special for every single one of us. God wants to do something special in every single one of us. See, your mistakes does not define you. Your mistakes are not your identity. Your identity is found in who your father is. Mind you, Nemo's father was a clownfish who had no sense of humor. But yet he had something special. He knew that he had his child. And when God looks at every single one of us, he looks at you like, yeah, you know what? This is my child. This is who I love. And can I tell you point number three? Point number three, you are never too far from God to come back. You are never too far from God to come back. You could come back home. If we look at scripture from one of the parables with the lost son, when he took off, yeah, that's kind of different because he went on his own accord. But yet he, when at the end, when everybody was gone, when all the money was gone, he found himself laying with the pigs, and he thought, even if I was a servant in my father's house, that is better than the situation that I'm in. So let me go back. That sounds like us. Like, you know what? I've been away from church way too long. Yeah, let me just come back. It just being in the back and not being seen, as long as, let me just come in the back, because being in God's house is better than being in my own self-destruction. Let me come back home. And in scripture it says that the Father was looking out and that he saw his son, and he came running to his son. Mind you, he was royal. He was high authority. He don't run. People run for him. But when a father loves his child, he runs. When God sees you, he runs towards you. He grabbed him. He said, "You're home. We're gonna fix you up. Let's put a ring on him. Let's put something nice on him. Let's make sure he's well fed." Why? Because my son who was lost is now found. My son who was dead is now brought back to life. God wants to bring you back to life. God wants to bring life into you. You may feel like you're in a dead season, but once God gets in the situation, life begins to happen. I'd rather be with God who breathes life into me than to be in my dead situation that will just keep bringing me down. Be like, you know what? This story doesn't really come with me because I serve God. I come to church faithfully. I tithe. I'm a good person throughout the week. So I don't feel lost. I tell you what, though. There are moments in our life. It could be a single thought that could take us away from the presence of God. But no matter what, God always finds a way to bring us back. If we look at Psalms chapter 34, verse 18, it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time." You know why this is so good? Because even though I stand up here right now with the mic, with the title, pastor, I'm brokenhearted. Oh, okay. My spirit gets crushed. I face many troubles. But yet it says the Lord comes to the rescue each time. Each time. Each time. Thank you, Jesus, for not giving up on a person like me. Thank you, Jesus. When society wanted to put a period at the end of my story, you put a comma. Thank you, Jesus, for not leaving me and for keep bringing me into new seasons. And ain't it funny? Each new season is not always easy. It seems like it gets harder. It gets difficult. Because God's always bringing us through situations and puts us through new seasons. But he always gets us through it. He'll never leave us there. Why? Because you matter and you have value. God says, you know what? You may be lost, but it's time to be found. I have something special for you. It's his grace. So yeah, we may have tied this to a movie, which was nice, which was cool, but there's something deeper than that. It's knowing that no matter where you're at, God, it will always find you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what situation you're holding on to. I don't know what anxiety you have. I don't know what it is that makes you feel like, you know what? I can't take a step further because of what I'm going through, because of what I have, or because who I am. God says, take the step. I'm going to be with you. I love you. And he wants the best for you. So if we could all close our eyes, let's pray together. Let's pray and know that we're not forgotten. that we're forgiven, and that His love exceeds our mistakes. You know what it is? It's reckless. That's why I love the song. His love. That no matter what, He'll chase after you. He'll knock down any wall that will try to separate you from His love. Father God, Lord God, we thank You that we're able to come here in Your presence, Lord Father God. We pray that moments like this, we will not ignore, Lord Father God. We accept Your presence here. Lord, fill this atmosphere. Fill our hearts with Your confidence. Fill our hearts with Your peace. Fill our hearts with Your comfort. Lord, I realize I need You more now. I need You now in this situation. I realize I need You more than I need me. Lord, Father God, find me, Lord, Father God, as I get lost in my mess. I thank You, Lord. Thank You for not giving up on us. Lord, search our hearts. Search what keeps us away from You and allow us to recognize it. Allow us to move forward from it. Give us the strength to step closer to You. Abba, Father. Lord, we thank You. We honor Your name. I thank You for every single person here in this room. That it's not a coincidence that we're here on a Sunday morning, Father God. That You only know how difficult it must have been to get here in Your house. But we got here for a reason. And because of that, Father God, we honor You. As we leave here today, Father God, as we move on to this next song, Father God, allow a change to happen in our heart. Allow us to see You closer. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Jesus. We love You. We love You with all our hearts. And in Your precious name, as we leave here today, as we move on to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we know You're going to be close. So we honor You in Your precious name.